The farm where they stood lay 12 miles northwest of Ipswich, set back from the narrow country lane that twisted around low-hedged patchwork fields. It was far enough from other farms and buildings to appear remote, yet only a mile away from the nearest village. The twists of the road and the broad fields surrounding it gave it the feeling of being completely cut off from the world. Abbott's farm was abandoned now, not yet grabbed by developers greedy to sell the dream of rural living to wealthy ex-Londoners. The farmhouse was far from derelict, its roof still good, but its darkened windows were cracked and flaky framed, the first beginnings of grasses appearing at the edges where nature had begun to reclaim it. The old barn beside the farmhouse reeked of neglect, mildew and death mingled with ancient straw. It hung in the air like the dust, a thick cloud that clogged your lungs and clung to your clothes. D.S. Rob Mitchell gritted his teeth and pressed forward, the ghostly pale face of D.C. Dave Wheeler a pace behind him.
"I wouldn't bring my gran to this jumble sale,"
Wheeler joked.
"I don't blame you,"
Mitchell smirked. At times like these, humour was the only weapon against creeping dread. He was glad Dave Wheeler was here. Mitchell crouched by the body, following the line of the arm from dirt-blackened fingernails up along its deeply scratched bare forearm and over the contour of the clothing pile, trying to make out the rest of its position.
"What do you reckon, Sarge? Drugs?
Could be.
Who called it in?"
"Dog walker."
Wheeler grinned when Mitchell looked up at him.
"Improbable as it sounds.
Out here?
Farmer from the next farm along, walking his dog the long way. His dog suddenly dashed off, and when he managed to catch up with it, it was here, licking the deceased's arm.
The farmer has called us before, apparently. 3 months ago. Lights and vehicles and noise here late at night. He thought it was a rave."
"Shit rave."
Wheeler's chuckle was a tiny gift of warmth to hold on to. There was precious little else to warm the soul here. Scattered around the floor, amid the straw and ancient animal dung, was the telltale paraphernalia of drugs. Spent needles, burned foil and discarded dirty swabs. Lately, more sites like these had come to light, a spiralling problem of the drug trade in desolate rural areas. South Suffolk police were about to launch a widespread investigation following a damning expose in the national press. Once again, they were on the back foot, battling accusations of bumbling rural police being trampled over by intelligent drug gangs crossing the county border from Essex and London beyond. The body could be yet another victim, another statistic. But something about its position bothered Mitchell. It was half hidden under the piles of clothing, but it couldn't have perished there. It had been dumped deliberately and hastily covered with garments in an attempt to conceal it. A stark statement of the person's worthlessness and someone's hurry to be rid of the problem.
"So, did the dog smell blood?"
Mitchell asked, looking around.
"There's none around that I can see, and our friend here would have been long dead by the time our doggy chum found him. The farmer thinks it might have been the smell."
"That would make sense,"
Mitchell nodded, mentally blocking the scent of death that you never got used to in this job, no matter how many times you encountered it. The edge of a coloured shape where the arm disappeared into the clothing mountain caught his eye. Mitchell peered closer, tilting his head.
"What do you reckon this is, Dave?"
The DC leaned in.
"Tattoo of some sort?"
"That's what I thought. I don't want to move the fabric covering it till Socko's get here. Can you work out what it is?"
"Can't see from here. Hang on. If I grab hold of your shoulder, I reckon I can lean in closer than you can. Shall I give it a go?"
"Be my guest,"
Mitchell replied, dropping one knee to the dirt floor and keeping his shoulder steady as Wheeler braced against it and leaned towards the body.
"Steady. Hold it there, Mitch.
Anything?
Just trying to get a bit closer. Oh, it's a top hat."
Mitchell frowned. "A what?